Steve Dale is here, noted pet expert Steve Dale. He is one of the most beloved, most respected pet experts in all the galaxy. He comes by from time to time to share his wisdom with us. Hello, noted pet expert Steve Dale.
And to make exciting announcements. So you are the first in Chicago media to know this. It'll be on the 10 o'clock news tonight, I am sure.
Oh, this
and I'm
is
not
exciting.
Kidding. This is
not the 5 o'clock news?
That too.
Don't they have a 3 o'clock news
that
now too?
That too. Yeah. Yes. And it'll probably be on our, right here at WGN Radio, on our, what time is it now? Our 3 o'clock news.
Yeah.
So,
this
yes.
is a hot breaking story, fresh off the presses. What is it, Steve?
Well, Chicago has been without an executive director or commissioner of animal care and control for some time now.
I know that.
I did not know that.
Sandra retired, Sandra Alfred, and they have named, through a expert committee, has suggested and has named a new executive director for animal care and control in Chicago.
And it's you, Steve.
No.
It's not you?
No.
Can I just tell you when he came in and said, I have a new announcement, or I have a big announcement, and he said, new head of the animal control here in the city, and I said, congratulations, it's you.
It should be you, Steve.
No. It should not be me. It should be Susan Russell.
No, nope, I want it to be you.
No. Susan Russell has authored many books, and one is a recent one is Safe Humane Chicago's Court Case Dog of Chicago, and it's a beautiful coffee table book. She is involved with Safe Humane Chicago. She's been involved at Chicago Animal Care and Control for some time. She knows the facilities. She knows the realities of the challenges that there are there. And she is excited about doing this. She's an attorney, incidentally. Yeah. But she has moved things forward in her efforts as a volunteer. And I see the same thing happening in her efforts as executive director, someone who can bring people together there. She is a vibrant personality. But moreover, she knows she's a very smart lady, and she knows how to do what we need to do in Chicago to get to the next step, which means more animals getting out of there alive, fewer animals dying, being euthanized. And that's begun to happen. That's been happening in a big way anyway.
I've heard that a lot of shelters are now opting to be no-kill shelters. Is there any truth to that?
Yes. No-kill is kind of a buzzword, but I see the city of Chicago moving in that direction. We are now ready to do this. And Susan is the right person for the job at the right time. Sometimes there's just the right person for the right job at the right time.
Yeah.
And I believe that is the case.
How do you think we got into radio?
We were at the right place at the right time.
We fit the outfits.
No, it's because you're very talented is why.
So you fully endorse this decision. This is a good
decision.
Oh, I'm
so excited about it. I truly am.
Her job, like, what does she do on a daily basis?
She runs animal control.
It's all hers.
So, it's hers. So all of the employees that work there, all of the volunteers ultimately that work there,
yeah.
I mean, she's the boss of animal control. She is in charge of that city department, just like there's someone in charge of streets and sanitation or child services. She is in charge of animal care and control, which is really a family job, too, in a way, because pets are members of the family.
Yep.
All right. So there's some you're here to retort something, aren't you?
Well, I'm here because I love being with you.
Well, we love to have you in
the
studio. But speaking of animal control, there are wild cats out there, feral cats, if you will.
Yep.
There are rats out there. Chicago's had a big rat problem forever. But now songbirds are thrown into the mix. And there's an article that a guy that we work with, you can find his podcast at WGNplus.com, John Cass.
Talented writer.
He's a great writer.
No
question. He's an opinionated man, may I say that?
A little bit, yes. And when it comes to cats, we don't quite agree. So a couple things. First of all, and there are lots of issues here sort of he jumbled all together in this column, which he asserts that community cats or feral cats are bad, that they kill birds, which they do, you know, to some extent, and cannot be used to kill rats. So we have a rat problem in Chicago. It's been in the news, right?
Is it because of all the dog poop? Because that's what they're saying, too.
No! Okay, so that's an urban myth.
Struck a nerve with Steve.
I know, but
a warning.
I'm know these things.
Yeah, I'm going to get very excited here because I'm really upset about all this. That is an urban myth. So given all the things that rats eat, and they eat a lot of things.
Yeah.
What we can do is where do you see rats? Typically in an alley. They're in an alley because of all the garbage that's in an alley. We toss things and there's no metal cover over it. They dumpster dive and have a great time, not only in Chicago, but all over the world. That's what they do.
They're just trying to eat.
Yeah. And dog poop is way down on that list.
What number is it exactly? Do you know? Well,
number two.
No, number 200. They would rather, actually, rats would rather eat baby rats at times.
What?
They rather eat their own poop than dog. It's a fallacy. It's an urban myth. There is no, and I've talked to urban ecologists who know more than I do about this. There's no documented study that indicates on that list of what rats eat, which is a very long list, that dog poop even is on it. I suspect it probably is, but to say, if right now, if we were to eliminate all the dog poop
in
Chicago. By
the way, this list, in the history of Family Feud, this had the lowest Nielsen rating in the history of Family Feud.
I would like to put rats in my backyard because when the snow melts, you find out all the tiki burgers that are
they're
in the backyard.
They're not going to eat it. Ugh. Your dog is more likely to eat
it. He doesn't eat
it. Sadly, good.
I will wash his mouth
out.
But
rats just don't like the stuff that much. I suppose if a rat were starving, I don't know. I've not asked a rat about it. But I do know this. It is not anywhere near the top of their list of what they prefer. And if we want to stop rats, what we need to do is prevent them from nesting in our backyards. And there are ways to do that. When we provide bird seed for the birds, wonderful thing, we need to make it so rats can't easily get to it because rats love that. The berries from trees, when they fall, wash them away with your hose because rats love that. And most of all, garbage! The trash all over the city, that's what rats eat. It's not necessarily, if at all, dog poop. If we got rid of all the dog poop in Chicago, we would have the same number of rats. Now, yes. What we can also do is Treehouse Humane Society has a program where they, and this is what John Cass wrote about, they relocate feral cats that are outdoors anyway. They've been spayed or neutered. They're not going to reproduce. Mm-hmm. They've been vaccinated for rabies. They are outside anyway. Mm-hmm. What Treehouse began to do, at the request in part of some aldermen as well as some businesses, was relocate some cats.
Some feral
cats. Yes, thank you. From over there to over here where there's a rat problem. And guess what? The cats move in and the rats move away.
Well, they go
somewhere. And it works.
Where do they go? They must go somewhere. Where is it?
Well, to be honest with you, some of the young rats may be killed by the cats.
You can be honest with me, Steve. Yeah.
He just was.
All right. I like you preface that. No,
I like to be honest with you.
You don't have to be, but if you prefer to be, go ahead.
I'm always honest.
All right, so they eat the babies probably.
Sometimes.
But they curtail it, and as the feral cats are relocated, then the rats become relocated,
yes.
Correct?
Yes.
They go somewhere else.
Yes, but then they go somewhere else where there are too many of them. And then what happens is, actually, the rats don't have enough food for those numbers. They sometimes cannibalize on one another if the population grows to that extent.
Jeez.
You know? So moving the cats in is in no way a bad thing. And it's awfully cheap. And you don't need poison, which is not the best thing for our environment. The other problem with poison is sometimes those black boxes you've seen that have the rat poison in them, the rats figure it out, you know? Or dogs can get into it, or little kids can get into it. So I'm not a big fan of poison, though I understand why we may need to do that at times. But cats are sort of a natural way to have some rat control. Is that the ultimate answer? I don't think so. But if it's helpful and the cats are out there anyway, what the heck? So John Cass says, no, because they're going to kill all the birds. Well, a couple things. First of all, they're out there anyway. Secondly, we have fewer feral cats likely in America now than we have had because most of us keep cats indoors increasingly. So if they're indoors only, they're not outside.
Right.
Also, if we're spaying and neutering them, which increasingly people are doing.
So then, they're catching them in like a have-a-heart trap and they're getting them spayed and neutered and then releasing them again?
That's what we do with outdoor cats now, right. And what it does over time, if they can't reproduce, eventually they become older and die and the colony goes away.
All right, let's think about that. Let's think about what we've done for just a second. If you want to jump in, 312.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah,
we've
please
done
be
nothing.
Honest. Absolutely. 312-981-7200 is our call.
You're inspiring
and our text
to me.
Line.
You've done that.
Thank you, Steve. If you have a question or a comment for Steve, please give us a call. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder on WGN.
We have noted pet expert Steve Dale here in the studio with us. You can hear him Sunday mornings from 6:30 a.m. to 7 a.m. You can go to stevedale.tv to find out more information. And John Cass, in his recent article, was talking about feral cats, rats, and songbirds forming an unnatural mix. Steve Dale doesn't agree with that. Why don't you have him on your show on Sunday?
I invited him. I sent him an email yesterday.
I know where he lives. You want me to take you to his house?
Yeah. Go to his house, Steve.
Yeah. Well,
that'd be fun. Hey, John, nice to see you, neighbor.
With
look
some
who
cats?
I got.
Bring him some Salems.
I'll bring him.
You'll win him over.
I don't think he's menthol.
I'll bring him some cats.
We were talking about feral cats, and you said that a lot of times they are caught and spayed or neutered. Here's my question, and I don't mean to be mean because I love animals.
I know you do.
With all these wild cats out there that are turning into like a population of rabbits, instead of catching them and spaying them and neutering them, why don't they catch them and euthanize them?
They can't. So it's been tried time and time again. I mean, this issue is one that goes back thousands of years. It's not new, and it's not specific to the U.S. So animal control does come out, and they tried to capture as many cats. They live in a colony. First of all, that's not so easy to do. They're mostly nocturnal, so they're up and awake and around at night. Do we have the resources in Chicago to do that? Do we have that many? Well, do we have enough animal control officers to deal with that issue? And even if the answer's yes, here's what happens. They catch 40% of them, 50, 60, 70, 80% of them. Even if they capture, and studies have been done to document what I'm saying, even up to 90% of them, which they never do. But even if they did, if you leave behind one reproducing male and one reproducing female, they reproduce like rabbits, literally. They're induced ovulators. They're hardwired to know they've got to fulfill that population void, and they do so in incredible time.
So they get busy even quicker and procreate quicker, and there would be more cats if we did that.
Ultimately, yes, because they not only fill the number that were lost, they actually overproduce, replacing the number, which is a great strategy for survival.
Right, keeping the species alive.
And that's what they do. And they're really good at it, as are rabbits. The problem is the cats don't have all that many predators out there, where rabbits do have a lot, and their lifespan is much longer than rabbits. I'm not saying I'm excited about the number of feral cats that there are in America or anywhere in the world, but the reality is that they're there. They've been there. They're going to be there. Birds, in fact, Mr. Cass, have other problems. So cats are on the list. Cats do kill birds. However, when you talk to ecologists that are out of this whole political bird versus cat thing, which I think is silly, here are the problems that birds have. And it's almost common sense. Habitat destruction, particularly migrating birds. So they go to South America or Central America, which is a good thing to do in our winter, and their forest is no longer there. And this is happening all over the world.
That's true. That's a fact, Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Steve, whatever your name is.
It doesn't matter. Light pollution, air pollution are huge issues. Flying into buildings, you know.
Yeah.
The lights that are on at night in any big city confuses these poor birds.
Yeah.
These are more significant issues. And what scientists are now looking at is climate change. And they believe that that, depending on the bird species, is probably an issue too. Far more significant than cats.
Because you have people who have cats and allow them to go out, which I never understood. Because then
I don't like it either.
They come and lay on your bed and they've been out, you know, in the mud and getting mites outside.
Well, more than that, it's being a sucky neighbor when you do that. Because that cat is piddling in someone else's yard or doing number two.
Or walking on their porch and stressing their cat out.
You're totally right. I agree. I think cats ought to be indoors.
But now, so these people who have cats as pets and allow them to go outside, those cats are doing a lot of bird hunting as well.
Well, not as much. So the other nice thing about having a managed colony, we talked about trap, neuter, return. When you spay and neuter these cats, you supplement them with food as well. Colony caretakers are at least supposed to do that. When they do that, you have cats that will still kill some things because they're hardwired to do it even if they're not hungry. But they're not hungry, and they don't work as hard to do it. And the same thing with indoor-outdoor cats. So there are indoor-outdoor cats all the time. I hear about it. And I understand that we'll bring home a bird that's half alive.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, I know. Fun. And they do that. It's not fun for the bird. But they don't do that to live, and they don't do that every day. And many cats that are indoor-outdoor cats are so well-fed, they are overweight and couldn't do that if they tried because they are so unathletic, they can't catch anything.
Kind of like if we had to, you know, go back to the hunter-gatherer times and we had to get our own food, we'd be in better shape.
I'd probably call Uber before I could get food on my own, you know?
How about that? Steve, thank you. We hope that you settle your differences with John Cass. I hate to see the two of you
well,
at odds.
No, it's the topic that I'm at odds with him about.
Right.
He's a very nice man.
And he's an animal lover. And
I don't know about that. He's not a cat lover, and he says so at the beginning of his column because he's allergic. But, you know, take some allergy medication or something, you know? I don't know what to say.
We got to get these two together.
We'll fix this.
Next time I'm on the show, or sooner, I'm happy to do that. And I am, again, very excited for the city of Chicago. Susan Russell will do a great job as executive director of animal control. And think of it, when you watch the news tonight, the news was broken right here on your show.
You did it, Noted Pet Expert Steve Dale. Thank you so much. We'll take
do you
a
wonder
quick...
why we're number 81 in the 2016 Talkers.com Heavy 100?
I know
because
why.
Of breaking news like this.
That's
with
right.
Steve Dale.
Who else can do it for you?
You're
thank
number
you,
one.
Now we're number 81.
That's right. Believe it.
A break, and then we'll find out what Roe and Anna have next. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.
Thanks, Steve.